Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and People's Choice Award winning podcast. Hello, everybody. Happy Monday. We are scrubbing in. I listened to, so the other day I was on the treadmill for like the first time in five years or so. And I was down like in my garage is where my little gym is. And
wait, where?
It's in the garage. I'm in my garage.
I'm jealous.
And
I'd like to come over and use that.
Yeah, come over whenever you want. But there's no service. So I was like, I had nothing to listen to. And I remembered I have all the Scrubbing In podcasts downloaded. And I listened to old episodes.
I did that recently, too, because of everybody in the Facebook group saying they liked our old episodes better. I'm serious.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
So I know I did the exact same thing. I listened to old ones.
I listened to the one. It was after Coachella. And you were it was like a fun, it was one of your funny things. I think it was the Breaking Wind one in the nail salon.
Oh, that's a classic.
That
and meat curtains are the two classics, I think, of this podcast.
The term meat curtains does something to me that I can't, I hate it.
I do enjoy
The two words together, meat and curtains, I don't like.
I like when Tanya had to have our neighbor look at her privates.
Yeah, we have a good show today. We have a big show. We have Girl With No Job, Claudia Oshry.
I actually don't know her real name.
Claudia Oshry.
Well, I know it now.
But I just know her as Girl With No Job. I don't know her as like a name. And then, if I met her, I'd be like, hi, Girl With No Job.
But then her personal Instagram is Claude With No Job.
Where's the treadmill?
It's in the garage. And then we have Janelle Parrish, who is from Pretty Little Liars, and now she's on Pretty Little Liars, The Perfectionist.
Yeah. I know. It's kind of a tongue twister.
It's a lot to throw in there.
Yeah, but she's amazing. And I watched the first episode and it is literally so good. And I'm not just saying that because Sophia is one of my best friends. I'm saying it truthfully. It's like everything you liked about Pretty Little Liars mystery with a little more sex. Mm-hmm. And like a little bit more of elevated mystery to it.
What about a little less sort of confusion?
But yeah, I mean, it's only the first episode, so I can't.
Do you know
say.
What? I bet I literally did not watch Pretty Little Liars, so I'm just.
This you don't is need
a,
to.
I know, but I'm just saying. I remember hearing everything about the confusion of A and who's A, like without even watching it, and I feel like they'll probably take that feedback and try to.
I think
you know,
they
not
did because in the opening episode, there's like one thing that she shows you, and she's like, "This person is dead." No questions. And you're like, yep, there they are. So it's good. It's super, super good.
It's not like she gone. It's like she's dead.
Like, it's not like she gone question mark. It's like, dead.
Yeah, it's not like she gone. It's
point.
Like she gone.
She gone.
Great. What did you do? You were like busy. Let's do.
Oh,
we're going to go on
rounds.
As you can tell.
Paging Dr. Tilley and Dr. Rad.
Paging Dr. Tilley and Dr. Rad.
Yeah, we're going to make our rounds.
That's right.
What did you do this weekend? I feel like you were like out and about socializing. Like, tell me.
I almost feel like my home is like a changing room. Like, I literally feel like I'm only home to like change and go to bed lately. And it's good.
It's a lot of money for a changing room.
It really is. It really is. But I've been very social, but also whilst at the same time, I did a lot of watching shows and I'm obsessed with The Resident right now. Like, cannot.
Amy loves The Resident.
Totally agree. Matt Zuckery is just.
Is that the main guy?
No, the main guy is
Matt Zuckery.
He is?
Oh.
Oh my God. What's wrong with Don?
No, the main
Monday.
Guy. I'm sorry. No. The main guy is what's his name?
Matt.
No.
Zuckery.
No, that's. Not. Are you thinking of his doctor name or are you thinking?
Manish Dayal.
That is not the main guy.
He's not? I thought
he's
it was like.
He's the second main guy.
Oh.
Is that the one you posted about?
Yes.
You're
so
trying
Matt
to
Zuckery
drop the handkerchief.
The resident.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
No, but Tanya tried to drop her handkerchief with the other guy that she's talking about.
You met him
about.
In Manish?
No, on Instagram, she posted the story and then she But she tagged him. She tagged him really small, like you did Bobby Bones the other day.
I did. That's me dropping the handkerchief. Like, hopefully, you see this, Manish.
Can you explain what in the heck you're talking about?
I posted an Instagram story of me watching The Resident, and I tagged him in it, hoping that he might see it.
But you tagged him very small.
Very small, yes. So it pops up in his like feed or whatever.
But it's not obnoxious to everybody else.
Exactly.
Did you hide it? Because you can hide them under emojis. And
no,
like
I didn't
really
hide it.
Sneaky way.
It was like semi-seeable.
Though I didn't see the one that our group called out of Bobby Bones.
Oh, yeah, that one was really small.
Yeah, it was so tiny and like a heart or something. She put his name like miniature.
Do you think we should have both of them on this show? That seems like a way better idea than your weird secret, like... I don't know what. Like,
I like kind of no, but I kind of like her weird invisible ink because it's like so Tanya.
Totally.
Yeah.
So I was on his Instagram page the other day, and I was trying to find if there's trace of a said girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I couldn't find anything. There is a photo with one girl, but it might be his sister.
Let me see.
Because people were commenting like, "Your sister looks so pretty."
Well, then it probably is.
I would say sister then. But.
Like, have you ever posted a photo with a boyfriend and they're like, "Oh, your brother's so handsome"?
No, but I'm not ruling it out. You know,
okay, I think you're She's safe to say before, that it's a sister. Yeah,
she's been clearly burned many times. Her guard's
PTSD
up.
My guard's up. So there's no trace of a girlfriend yet. But I don't know. I have to do some more investigating.
Well, like in all your socializing,
why don't you let me just ask?
I like Matthew Zuckery too. I like both of them a lot.
If you were out like socializing this week, were you like on, you were with a group of girls? Was it more of like girls time? There was no like,
I think I have a hard time meeting men because I just have a hard time meeting them. Like, I'm trying to do this new thing where I show up early and I like sit at the bar.
We know
and
the giant ice.
Yeah, it's just not really working out all that well.
No, I think you had one time and your pickup line wasn't as strong as it could be. So
yeah,
don't
and
give
then
up.
I did it again.
Oh.
But there was no men at the bar. It was like just a bunch of girls. So plan failed.
And you're also That's obsessed good. With The Act. You were going to mention that on Hulu.
Yeah. Have you started watching The Act?
Are you kidding me? I have been counting down the days for The Act premiere since it's, I saw. I love it.
But they're like, you can only watch two episodes right now.
It's now, yeah, they released the first two and now it's going to be weekly every Wednesday.
That's annoying.
That I've talked
Very
about Gypsy
school.
Rose and Dee Dee on the podcast before and how crazy this story is because it's a true story, and I would love to have her on the podcast, but she's currently serving jail time
trying for Joey King.
Joey King's
first of all,
a great
that's a much better option
she's
than,
not in prison
than
the
psycho.
Well, it's really good, and I went to Palm Springs this weekend with Allie, and like we left the pool to go in and watch The Act.
I'm with you. I was hooked too.
Yeah, it's really good. Speaking of, I went to Palm Springs this weekend and I went with Allie and then her boyfriend Neil and then his friend Steve, who I'll get to in a minute. I've talked about him before.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, he was like the one that everyone saw in a boomerang last year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's cute.
Yeah, he's really cute. And but we both brought our dogs. And the rule was, because Allie and I were staying in a room together, and then it was like a girl's room and a boy's room. And Brooks, Allie's dog, was supposed to stay in the boys' room, and Phoebe was supposed to stay with us. Phoebe was an absolute angel. I will probably not bring her on a trip again because it was like having kids, and I don't have kids, so it's like I shouldn't have brought her. But she was great. And then we brought Allie's dog, Brooks, which was a complete nightmare. He wreaked havoc. I will never, ever go on vacation where there's dogs involved.
Oof. Yikes.
Or kids.
Well, kids, you might someday go on vacation with children.
Don't know.
TBD.
TBD. Them being my own or related to me is different than someone else's kid.
Mm-hmm. You think so?
Yeah. Oh, totally. They have your blood, so you feel like comfortable with them.
It did look really cute.
What?
Your trip.
Oh my gosh. The place where we stayed was amazing. It was super fun. I'm being dramatic, but it was like, you know, having to think about what do we do with the dogs?
Yeah. I was kind of perturbed with you for like a day.
Oh yeah. So let's go ahead and just hash it out right here.
Well, we kind of already hashed it out. You apologized and I accepted.
Well, can you do brought it on
up?
The air?
Yeah. Well, you brought it up. So let's do it.
I woke up one morning. It was a lovely morning.
I don't even know. What day was this?
Wednesday.
Okay. She remembers.
Because I woke up in my little cocoon. I was just so, first time I'd slept like that. So I woke up just really happy.
Yeah.
And I had this overwhelming sense of love for Becca. So I texted her. I said, "Good morning. Just wanted you to know I love you. That's all. Bye-bye now."
It's Wednesday at 8:40 a.m.
Thursday goes by. Wednesday goes by, actually. Nothing. Thursday goes by. Nothing. Friday goes by, nothing. Saturday goes by, nothing. So then she's DMing me during this whole time. And I was like, "Remember when I texted you and you never responded?"
No recollection of this, by the way. So I go look at my text and it says, hi, good morning. I love you. That is all. And
very nice text.
A very sweet text. I think what happened, I mean, thank you, Mark.
It's a weird Tanya text. I mean, let's be honest.
Like you all got it.
I got one. What did I get the other day?
Oh,
do you even miss me? I got one of those.
This is true.
But here's the thing. I told her, I was like, I did not see this. I know that I can be really bad at texting, but I would not have ignored something sweet like that out of nowhere.
Yes. And then I said, I accept your apology. Thank
but
you
then
very
she
much.
Goes, it made me really sad.
It did make me sad. It made me sad.
Yeah.
You should have just done a follow-up, like, question
I usually
mark?
Do. I usually do. I use the fingers and I point up to, like, did you see this?
She's subtle. I know. After the whole jury duty thing where you sent everyone the same text, I was like, she's probably getting some response from someone that she sent the group mass text out.
But not you.
You need to work on not needing a response.
You know what's funny is I actually sent that with the intention of, like, I'm just sending this and I don't need her to say I love you back.
But then
when the days kept going and I didn't hear from her, I was like, what is happening here?
How many people did you send over the past week? How many people did you send a I love you or I miss you text to?
Maybe like five.
Five, okay. All right.
That's the lower number than I would imagine.
I find
to be honest.
It says, do you even miss me? Do you remember what I said to respond to that?
Who dis? New phone, who dis?
New phone, who dis? I thought that was pretty funny.
How many did Becca send just saying, I love you, I miss you?
To anyone?
Uh-huh.
Oh, not many.
If any?
If any. Not many, if any. That's okay. That we have different personalities. And
that's what makes our friendship so strong.
What makes our friendship so strong. Yeah.
One more thing I want to hit before we get the guests in here. Tanya spotted her neighbors doing it the other day.
Ew.
Yeah.
It was across the way?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Tell me more though. I'm kind of curious.
I can't because I am like, I try to block it out, but now every time I see them, it's all I can think about.
You turn away or not? You couldn't turn away like a car wreck.
I just kept walking. I just was walking by and then I just like kept walking. But what I saw is like burned into my eyes.
Can you just describe what you saw?
Yeah.
Yes.
A big butt.
Woman or man?
Man.
And they weren't like changing or getting in a bath.
No. This was not said by said bathroom.
Was this by said bed?
This was by said bed? Couch.
Was she on the couch and he was not?
Yeah,
he was
exactly.
Standing?
Yes.
And hair on the rear end?
Yeah.
I was Ew. Too far to tell, but it looked pretty clean from where I
okay,
saw.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, that did they just not have... my lip just touched the mic.
Ew.
That's going to be some germs.
Yeah, a lot of germs.
I have to go.
Do you want to spit in the trash can?
Cecily just got back from Singapore, and that's her mic. Who knows the kind of bird
flu
she brought back
from there. Singapore's super clean.
I'm not
worried
about that. That's true. It is
pretty clean. I'm not spitting right now.
Okay.
It is what it is.
All right.
I'm sorry. I'm locked in on what you saw. So they just like don't have curtains like you?
They do. That's what's even weirder.
They wanted people to see.
I almost feel like.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
That's like kinky.
Total or partial nudity?
Total.
You're lucky.
They just don't close the window?
No, they do all the time. That's what I found very interesting is it's like, it's normally pretty close.
You always looking in there?
For sure. Everywhere. Always look. When I'm going to the farmer's market, I'm always looking everywhere.
They did it on purpose. Like people have a
that's
thing
what I
with
said.
That.
Yeah, it's kinky.
Right. Or like maybe like, come see us. Or like,
oh, like a
no, they
something.
Wanted to know that someone was watching.
Or at least risk that someone might see. Like that's an exciting thing.
I know.
Thing.
You know what's funny? Back when I was having sex, when I had a boyfriend, I almost wanted to do it in public places just because I almost liked that. Like we were getting a couples massage one day and they put us in like normally when you go to like a massage place, they have like the women's lounge and the men's lounge. Then there's like a lounge where you guys can lounge together. This place had like beds and you could just like wait in a bed until they came to get you. And the beds had like the like canopy curtains. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we're for sure having sex in here. Like,
did
have
you?
To, for sure.
Oh.
Yeah, there's nobody else in there. But it was kind of fun because it was like, oh, somebody might come in. When are they going to come get us? Like, ooh.
Well, if I know you, you were 45 minutes early, so you had,
plenty of time.
To spare.
Yeah. This is
true. It's like a thing. That's a thing.
So would you ever do it with the windows open if you had a boyfriend?
Hard to say right now. So far off that I don't know.
Just you would do it against the windows with the windows open right now at this point. Yeah.
What?
You do it against the window with the windows open.
Yeah.
Put up a sign, next show, 7 p.m.
Let him know when it's going down.
What if he said, this is super dirty, but what if he said he wanted to film it?
No, that's a hard no for me.
Really? Yeah.
Maybe my husband. My husband's going to be so dope.
All right, so here's the thing. Janelle's here.
Don't you think, though? I really do. I've been thinking about him a lot lately.
He is going to be dope.
He's going to be so dope.
My husband's going to be
Janelle is here, and Girl With No Job is going to be here any minute, so we may have to take them both simultaneously, so we'll just see what happens.
Yeah,
but
girl
because
chat.
They're both imminent, let's talk about Rothy's and their amazing shoes made from recycled plastic water bottles.
Let's talk about it. Rothy's are the everyday flats for life on the go. They're stylish. They're versatile. And they go with everything from yoga pants to dresses to skirts, everything. Rothy's come in a wide range of colors and patterns, and they're available in four different silhouettes. So, plus, they're constantly launching new styles, so you're guaranteed to find a pair or three that you love.
Since Rothy's are seamlessly crafted from recycled water bottles, they're ultra comfortable as soon as you slip those bad boys on. That's right. There's zero break-in period in these shoes. And another major bonus is that they're fully machine washable. Every time they need a little refresh, you can simply just toss them in the washing machine, and it's like getting a fresh pair out of the laundry.
Yeah, and you will quickly discover why BuzzFeed called them their forever shoes. You have the camo ones, right?
Yes, I do.
Amy has the camo ones, too.
I love them.
Yeah.
Nobody has the mocha spot leopard loafer? Because I could see you in that, Tanya. The mocha spot leopard loafer?
I could see you in a cute pair of leopard loafers, too. Same with myself. I could see myself in
those. Yeah, we just have some twinsy ones. I do not have them, but maybe my next purchase.
I might buy those. Yeah, what's their code?
Mm.
Oh, let us tell you the code.
Yeah.
Well, right now, Rothy's has an amazing deal for our listeners. Use code Becca to get free shipping with no minimum. Go to Rothy's.com, that's Rothy's.com, and enter Becca to get your new favorite flats and free shipping. Rothy's.com, and claim this offer with code Becca.
Well, I'd like to talk to you about Robinhood. This is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission free. While other brokerages, that's a hard word to say, charge up to $10 for every trade, Robinhood doesn't charge any commission fees so that you can trade stocks and keep all of your profits.
Yeah, and there is no account minimum deposit needed to get started, so you can start investing at any level. The simple, intuitive design of Robinhood makes investing easy for newcomers and experts alike. So view easy-to-understand charts, market data, and place a trade in just four taps on your smartphone.
You can also view stock collections, such as 100 most popular with Robinhood. You can learn how to invest in the market as you build your portfolio. You can discover new stocks, track your favorite companies, and get custom notifications for price movements so that you never miss the right moment to invest.
And Robinhood is giving listeners subscribing in a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. So sign up at becca.robinhood.com.
So let me get that website straight if I could. So we know it's robinhood.com, but it's not www. What is it instead?
Becca.robinhood.com.
That was tricky.
That was a challenge.
But we did.
Nicely done.
We did what we had to do.
Okay, I am very excited to welcome our guest into the OR today. You guys, ladies and gentlemen, we have Janelle Parrish here today.
Hey, guys.
You might know her as Mona from Pretty Little Liars and now Pretty Little Liars, The Perfectionist.
I know, that's a mouthful, right?
It is. It's hard to say. And all, if you live in LA, you've seen the billboards all over town.
It's crazy. It's super, super exciting.
It's so exciting. First of all, I just want to say, I'm just happy that I feel like I've known you for
years. At least 10 years.
How do you know each other?
Work, right?
Yeah.
Through work.
Is that from Pretty Little Liars stuff?
I think so. Yeah. Just coming in and doing press.
Yeah. When it first started.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been
10 years ago?
About.
It's been a long time.
Oh my God.
PLL went for 7 seasons, and we've been off the air for 2 years, and now we're back.
That is crazy.
I know.
And I have to say, because you're like a big deal. You're super, super humble and super grounded. And you've been this way from like the beginning.
Thank you.
You've always been so sweet.
Thank you.
So I'm really happy because when Pretty Little Liars: The Perfectionist premiered last week, it was like trending worldwide or like all like just trending like crazy. And then the only character that was like trending the same way was Mona, Janelle's character.
I think it's just because everybody wants to chat about what is going on with Mona. She's so weird. She's talking to, you know, mirrors now. Everyone's like, what's going on with her? Yeah. Is she okay?
So I have to say, for people who haven't watched Pretty Little Liars before.
I haven't watched it before.
I've only seen the first episode. You can go in without having seen anything prior. Yes. You really don't need to know much knowledge. Mm-hmm. It's the same type of mystery that Pretty Little Liars had. A little bit older, a little bit more elevated.
Sexier, darker, yes. More mysterious.
Yes.
I felt like what I heard about Pretty Little Liars was that it was pretty dark, though.
I think we've upped the ante, I have to say.
Interesting.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, like, you know, we've all kind of grown up, our characters, and I think our fans have kind of grown up watching it as well. Like when they started it, maybe they were like 13 and now they're older. So we have to give them some like older, sexier, darker vibes. You
it's
know?
So good.
I'm so glad you like.
No. And so Sophia Carson is also on the show. And she's one of my best friends. And I told her, I was like, I asked her like a million questions after the first episode. I was like, firing everything. Then I go, no, I don't want to know. Yeah. I want to watch it like a fan, and I want to.
I love that. Good for you. You're like, no spoilers.
Yeah. I don't want the spoilers. I want to really enjoy
it. That's just like my sister. Like, she always asks questions and then is like, don't tell me.
See, I like spoilers. I love finding out. But I was telling Janelle before we started, like, I want to go back and binge watch Pretty Little Liars.
You should.
Every one of my friends who watched it, it's not just like, oh, yeah, I watched it. It's like, I was obsessed. I'm so sad it's over.
I think it's a really bingeable show.
For
sure. You know, you watch one episode and they hook you in with all the mystery. You want to know exactly what's coming next. And I feel like Pretty Little Liars: The Perfectionist is the same way.
That's so fun.
So what was it like when you were filming when you're filming Perfectionist versus when you were filming the original Pretty Little Liars? Because I feel like from what I heard, the filming of this series was like, you guys felt like family and it was really beautiful.
Yeah, I think we bonded so quickly because we were shooting on location. So we're all staying in the same place. It's kind of like a giant sleepover. And you spend every waking moment with your cast and you become a family so quickly. But it was amazing. It didn't feel necessarily different. It just felt like we were expanding our family with our new faces and they fit in so perfectly. It feels like they've kind of always been there.
That's a good feeling. I feel like it cannot be that way sometimes.
Yeah, we're really lucky. I think we're really, really lucky.
Yeah.
We just had a very special guest walk into the studio.
Guys,
we have Claudia Oshry. Am I saying it right? Because
yeah,
I
sure.
know you as
it's interpretive. It's
Claude with no job or girl with no job.
Sure, just whatever. Call me whatever.
I'm so honored to have you in
I'm
the
so
studio.
I'm so excited to be here. I'm ready to scrub in.
I follow you.
Hi,
you're so funny.
Thank you. Oh my god,
there's
I love
a lot of girl
here.
Power in here today.
Yes, everyone is so complimentary.
Are you? What you're like on tour right now?
I am on the Dirty Jeans tour. My jeans are very dirty. And yeah, we're in Orange County, and everyone just keeps like giving me eye rolls about like the traffic. What time should I leave here, you think? I have to be at soundcheck at 5:30.
In Orange County?
Mm-hmm. Irvine.
I would say do not leave later than 2.
What? No, I can't get there. I can't leave till 3:30.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like you can't because...
No, like I literally can't. That's like the earliest. It's 20 miles.
I know, but 20 miles can take you 2 hours.
That's like, you know what New York is like if you tried to drive somewhere.
Yeah, and you leave like an hour and a half if you've got to be somewhere on time. I'm like, people are like 3 hours. It's not going to work for me. I get a chopper. Anybody have one I can borrow?
An Uber chopper.
Yes.
That would be the life.
I know. Save me so much time.
Did you watch Pretty Little Liars?
Of course.
You did?
I was A.
Oh my goodness. I knew you looked familiar.
No, I watched for a long time until I got fed up. Like, who is A?
I understand.
And then
completely.
They told us and it wasn't real.
I know.
Yeah, we had three different ones, you know, like three different A's.
Yeah.
A lot. I get it.
Wait,
it
was what does that mean? I didn't watch it. So like when
yes,
I hear
it's
things
like
about
the big bad, like who's the big bad.
Right. And they
at
told
the end of the day
you?
There were three of them. Well, we had seven seasons. We couldn't keep the secret for that long. We would right. have lost all of our viewers, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so y'all would like act like you found out who it was and then it wasn't them.
Yeah.
Or we had three of them. Like somebody would take over after a while.
Yeah, that's why they lost me. But I enjoyed everything else. Like, I loved following everyone on Instagram. It was a great show. Very transformative in my preteen years.
Me too. Did you watch The Perfectionist?
No, not yet. But I see it all over Instagram because I follow Sophia Carson and everyone in the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything I know about the world, I know from Instagram.
Me too. It's so sad.
Honestly, fair. Yeah.
Yeah. No, and honestly, I feel like I'm very well-versed in everything.
I do
just
too.
Because I follow so many interesting people on Instagram.
I feel like that too. And I also, and I know that Twitter isn't like a, people don't talk about it as much, but I feel like I know a lot through the news and what's going on.
Yeah. If you want to keep up with the world, Twitter's the place.
Yeah. Instagram's more pop culture.
Yeah.
Wait, so what's your big thing, right? What's your favorite news story right now? More pop culture news story.
I mean, just my world was shook up with this Jordan Woods scandal.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think I've thought about anything else since it happened, just because I really feel like I'm a Kardashian research analyst.
Like Kardashian adjacent?
Yeah, no, well, that too, obviously. I keep trying to figure out how many degrees of separation that I have from Kim. We have one friend who I know her friend. I'm just really shook up by it. And I feel like I'm an encyclopedia of Kardashian information. And I really know that Kylie values her friendships so much. I would say the success of the family was really due a lot to the fact that they're this tight-knit group of people and they never turn their backs on each other. And Kylie kind of doesn't feel that way about her family. She feels that way about her friends.
Yeah.
And when you saw Life of Kylie, it's her friendships were so important. And so it's everyone's talking about Jordan and Chloe and Tristan, but what about Kylie? That's where I'm thinking about Kylie.
Did you see Jordan Woods is going to be in a new music video? The song's
She's shocked. She had no idea.
I did not know that.
Oh yeah. So Jordan, that's going to be her next thing. She's in a music video that's all about the side effects of fame
please.
Yeah.
I can only think that Kris Jenner has her hand in this a little bit, because when the whole scandal broke, Jordan Woods was at 8.1 million followers. And when that Red Table interview came out 1 week later, she was at 9.2, over a million followers just for kissing someone, apparently.
Okay, but small price to pay. I had this thought this morning, actually. It's funny you bring this up, because I'm no one's talked. You're the first person I've heard talk about it. And since it
not in my world. I can't stop talking about it.
Me too. I'm kind of obsessed. I
almost feel bad for how much I'm talking about it. Because if you think about it, at the end of the day, she's just a girl, who made a mistake.
No,
I go back and forth. I go back and forth between being she's evil, but then also being oh my God, people were so mean to her.
It was bad.
It was brutal. Yeah.
Was
and I partook in it. I'm not going to lie. I was posting the memes, and then I started to feel bad because she's just a kid. You know, she's my age. How would you feel if your father was marrying someone your own age?
I'm obsessed with the girl, the fire fraud of the medical.
With
what's
a voice
name?
Like this?
Yes.
Oh my
Elizabeth
gosh.
Holbrook?
Have you watched this?
I think that's her
Holmes.
Name. Holmes.
I think I need to head to Twitter and check out this news that I'm missing.
There's this girl who basically was the fire, the fire festival, that whole thing.
Oh yeah.
Thing.
So I watched that documentary.
So she basically did that in the medical world. She came up with some $9 billion thing, and it basically is worth $0 now, and she basically fooled everybody.
She wasn't that interesting of a story, except that the entire documentary she talks like this.
Yeah.
Okay. And they had other people who knew her from before, and they're her voice isn't like that.
Whoa.
And
she just changed her voice.
Yeah, they say if you have a low voice in business, people take you more seriously.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did she take a class that told her to do
I'm not sure yeah, but apparently her voice isn't really like that.
She was obsessed with Steve Jobs, so she just wanted to emulate him, and
she'd wear the turtleneck.
This blows my mind.
Yeah, it's HBO. You should watch it.
Right.
It's very fascinating.
That is so funny.
Totally. I'm I'm literally obsessed with her now, because I'm how do these people fool all these billion-dollar investors?
What if Tanya started talking in a super low voice on the radio?
That's what's wrong with me. I just need to talk in a deeper voice, and then people will take me seriously.
You should learn to trick some billionaires, because that's really what I need right now is $1 billion.
No, the one.
Oh, the show?
That you're talking about. Sorry, the show.
It's called Elizabeth Holmes. It's The Inventor.
Oh, I'm fully well-versed on the subject, but I never saw the movie.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it immediately when I get home.
I just know everything about it, but I never saw it.
Speaking of what you post, my favorite thing that you've done recently is the breaking out into the Shallow.
Oh my God, I wish I had my purse with me, because I have a t-shirt in there with the Shallow lyrics on it.
Oh, I think you posted a photo
in
it, right?
Yes, I bring it with me everywhere I go.
I follow you. I know what's going on.
I love that song. I think it's just epic. And I think that that part where she's it's just how did I not come up with that? I don't know. I think I did.
Maybe because are you a songwriter?
Big time. No, I'm kidding.
Wait, when I first met Claudia, we were at Stagecoach. And I was with Robert at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Was that Coachella or Stage? One of the two.
I believe it was,
Coachella.
Because
yeah,
I was feeling very, vulnerable. So it must have been Coachella.
Same. And she comes up to me and introduces herself, and we take a picture. And she was what should I caption it?
Oh,
I said, And I said, you should caption it sponsored by Diff Eyewear, because everyone at the time was like, you know, oh, Diff Eyewear. Dipping out. Thing. And she used Genius. My caption.
I did.
No credit, but.
And but I got a lot of like positive comments about the caption. That's like the best compliment. When people in the comments are not only commenting on how beautiful you look, but also like the genius of your caption.
I know. Do you know what? That is such a compliment. All my captions on Instagram are so sappy. Like I'm such a sap. I need to be
like
funnier.
Boring.
She's a lyric. But, like, that's not brave for you.
Really? I just am boring. I can't. I don't know. I post like a lot of emoji captions.
Sometimes an emoji safe. Says yeah. it all, though.
Yeah. I think so, too. Thank you for that.
Yeah. No, I agree. Sometimes, like, there are literally no words.
Right.
Just
an emoji.
Well, it's like you type out so many captions, then you've overthought it so much that you're like, just a heart.
Totally. Yeah.
And exactly. I'm also, do you know what else I'm trying to do on Instagram? I'm trying to be more, like, not so vain in my, like, whenever somebody posts a photo and I'm like, you look so hot or so pretty. I'm like, you look very,
smart.
Smart. Yeah. Like, use different adjectives because I'm so sick of this. Like, yeah. And I'm like, you're beautiful. It's like, no, you're smart and you're witty.
Okay, but you a look lot like of times you have when a you good post moral a photo. Compass.
You look like you have a good moral compass.
That's a compliment. No one's ever said that to me. Upsetting.
I would love for you to comment on my photos with that.
Yeah,
that would make my day.
Because I always just like put a heart or like you look great or like OMG, and it's like no, like you're smart, you're witty.
Yeah, but when they're posting a photo of themselves in like a swimsuit, they're not wanting.
It's true.
Smart isn't their, like, what
well,
they're
I'm
emulating.
Like, that bathing suit looks like you got it at a great price.
Yeah.
You smart cookie. Where'd you get it?
Oh, God. Tanya's comments are going to be just.
I can't wait to see these. Yeah. I'm really excited.
Yeah. I better get one.
Totally.
I better get
I'll be
one.
Very upset.
Okay, wait. Tell us about going on tour. How's that been?
You know, life on the road. It's not what they say. It's actually really fun. I mean, I try not to like party in every city that I'm in, but like every city is just so fun. Like I was just in Phoenix and I was like, I'm just going to relax, go to the spa, hit the pool. And like, obviously I was like day drinking all day. It was such a fun town. You don't think of like Scottsdale as this party town, but it's very Vegas vibes.
I know. I went to school in Tucson. And so we'd always go to Phoenix for the weekend. Just like party.
So fun.
Yeah.
So, and I'm always like, after the show, I'm just going to go home. But when you're in a dressing room, you have like a free tab. So I'm like, not going to drink.
So how many people are coming?
So we're doing 3 shows here. So it's like 2,000 people at all the shows combined.
Whoa.
Which is really exciting. Yeah.
That's huge. Is this your first
It's a little bit of an overestimation, but it's around there.
I meant 200, 2,000.
No, it's more like 1,500, but I just rounded up.
That really is like a massive crowd. This is your first tour, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's my first tour, but it's been since last February. So I feel like I'm a veteran now. Like, I know everything about life on the road. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. I went on the road for like a week and it wasn't even my tour. And I'm like, I totally could like go on tour.
It's honestly, there's so many good things about it. There are also so many bad things about it. Like, it's very lonely. I mean, my sister comes with me all the time, but like, she's not here now. She had to go back to New York. And like, I am like debilitatedly lonely. That's not a word, but.
So you're just like find comfort in all the food,
in room service.
Food.
I love room service.
Okay, oh I know God. You have to get going, but before you go, what can people expect when they come see you on your
show? It's a good time. You can expect a lot of drunk girls in the audience because that's the type of environment I definitely cultivate, and I'm really proud of that. It's just going to be a good time, laughing, singing. I mean, I'm singing like the audience is more like listening, which is a really big struggle because like everyone was always trying to sing with me, and I'm like, this is not a duet, you guys.
Right. Like, let me have
this is a solo endeavor. Just be quiet and appreciate it.
I mean, speaking of smart, I mean, I know you have to go, but you went NYU, and I think people see like what you've done with your career, and they're like, "Oh, she started Instagram," and
yeah, like it's so funny, like the college of it all, you know, because it was such a waste of time.
Oh, you don't think it helped you at all?
And when I was starting Girl with No Job, like I was really getting super popular, like towards my junior senior year, and like I just didn't have time to go to school, and it was like such a like. Drag because I wasn't learning. I mean, I was a media communications major. I took a social media networking class, and at the time, I had like 700,000 Instagram followers, and you had to do a diary about your social media practices. And like, I didn't really mention Girl with No Job. I just like, I thought it would be confusing. But in one part, I like mentioned, I referenced like this blog that I do, and literally, I got a terrible grade, and she circled it where I wrote Girl with No Job, and she wrote, "What is this?" So I'm like, I'm out here living social media networking, and I'm like sitting in a class and no one even understands. Like,
right.
it really was a waste of time. And I mean, I'm grateful because I don't think I would have started Girl With No Job without going to college because everyone at NYU is like very career oriented. Mm-hmm. And I just showed up like wanting to like go to frat parties and stuff. It's just like not that type of school. So like everyone was very much career oriented and I was like, okay, me too. And I just like started working and started just like finding my place in the world. So I wouldn't have started Girl With No Job without it, but I I do think it hindered me a lot just in terms of like commitments. Like I was trying to like work and I had to go to school and it just made no sense, but I was already in too deep to drop out.
Right.
And it wasn't allowed. So.
Who's your parents?
Yeah, no, that was like not an option.
Yeah, yeah.
It's we graduate in this family.
I was just reading the story about Lori Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade, and how she just
she didn't want to go.
I bet now she wishes her mom just listened to
her.
You know?
Okay, sorry. We know you have to go. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys.
If everybody...
Head over to girlwithnojob.com to get some tickets. I do a podcast called The Morning Toast. We go live Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. Eastern time. It's also live on YouTube and available as a podcast. Tickets are available to my show at girlwithnojob.com. Follow me on Instagram. I have a dog on Instagram, too, at pupwithnojob. He's very cute. His name is Theo, and he's a King Charles Cavalier Spaniel. Thank you so much for having me, everyone. I'll see you later.
That requires a round of applause.
Thank you.
I wish I was filming that.
I like had to close my eyes. I'm like, I feel so good. Thank you, guys. Oh, yeah.
Whew. I have to take a deep breath.
Yeah.
I need to take a deep breath.
That was amazing.
I didn't see... I don't know what happened for me in that moment, but y'all said that her eyes were closed as she was listing off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was amazing.
I think she was like envisioning a piece of paper that she has with all the bullet points on it. That's what it looked like to me. And she was just going through everything she needed to hit.
It was like watching her like sing her song on stage, you know, like an aria just coming from her.
Right. Like magical. A Jonas brother that like forgot their lyrics or something.
It was amazing.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like they were like, wow. Okay. Well,
Switching gears. Let's talk about Legacy Box. Mark, you actually did Legacy Box.
As a demonstration, I can play this for you because then you'll realize what I did with Legacy Box. Where's the speaker on this laptop?
I've never been rocked enough as the new CD every time.
Okay, that right there is my first ever radio job in 1991. And the reason I have that is because Legacy Box put it on a digital file for me. It's been on a cassette in a box, in a closet or an attic for the past... what, 28 years?
Oh, wow.
But now I have it, cool. Thanks to Legacy Box, as well as VHS tapes, my high school graduation. I have all this amazing stuff that was just sitting in a box forever.
Was it easy to do?
So easy to do. They send you a box, you put the stuff in the box, and then you send it to them. And then they send you, the stuff you sent them comes back to you, along with discs and thumb drives with all your stuff on it.
Wow.
It's so easy, and it's great, and the quality is great, and I couldn't be happier with the service.
Wow. Well, that is a standing ovation of an endorsement, if I do say so myself. All right. Well, Legacy is the world's largest, most trusted digitizer of home movies and photos, and there's never been a better time to digitally preserve your memories. So visit LegacyBox.com today to get started.
And plus, for a limited time, they're offering our listeners an exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/Becca to get 40% off your first order. That's LegacyBox.com/Becca and save 40% today. Get started preserving your past. LegacyBox.com/Becca. Janelle, feel free to jump in on the next one we do. We need a third harmony.
That in harmony was beautiful.
Thank you.
That was really beautiful.
Thank you so much. We practice. All right.
Wow, that was exciting. It's a whirlwind. She has so much energy. It's just like, and I every time I've been around her, she has that energy. So.
I love it.
I know.
I had a lot of energy as a person. I feel like she put me to shame.
Right? She kind of like, I wouldn't say put you to shame, but she upped you.
Yeah.
She upped you.
Herself against, I don't know.
I wish we could have asked her how much sleep she gets in a night. Like, I feel like a lot.
Or if she drinks a lot of caffeine or, like, tea. What kind of tea?
Right.
Tanya, tell Becca and Janelle how you're sleeping, because I'd love to get their take on this.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Have either of you listened, or well, not listened to, watched Amy Schumer's latest stand-up?
Growing,
no, not yet.
I started, but I...
Oh. It's beyond. But I think that's where I got the idea from, because... So I have been sleeping with, you know, those eye masks that you buy that like go over your eyes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've never used one before, but I started using that. I put earplugs in my ears and then I put the sheet over my head.
Oh, wow.
And every morning when I wake up, I feel like I'm like coming out of a cocoon and like rebirthing every day. And I like, I'm so happy about
it. You have so much more energy, you think?
Yeah. Why? Yeah. Like I am loving it. I've only done it two nights now.
Okay.
But I'm like loving it.
I'm going to try
so
this.
Nice.
I'm going to try
just
this.
Like,
hey, I'll try it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Do you not feel like suffocated that everything's covered? Like your eyes, your ears, your mouth?
No, because when you were in the womb, You didn't have it. Everything
Listen,
was covered.
You have been out of the womb for many, many years now. You don't remember what it was like to be
I know, but I imagine that when you're in the womb, you have the best sleep of your life because that's how I've been feeling lately.
It's like sensory deprivation, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you could be like 11 in Stranger Things and start like, you know, channeling.
Channeling. I know. Just wait till I get this kind of sleep for a month. Imagine what I'm going to be doing in a month.
Superhuman.
Okay. So Janelle said she's down to try it. Are you going to try it?
I'm going to try it.
No, I like can't. I hate earplugs in my ears.
I knew it was going to be a hard sell for that one over there.
And I don't like my, Tanya. I don't like my face being covered.
I could never sleep with my face covered.
I also like white noise. I don't like silence.
I do too, but I'll try it.
There's noises in your head.
Oh, that's scary.
Oh, well, that's
that might be unique to you, Tanya.
Like something that might need to be addressed elsewhere.
Well,
wait, I need to know more about that giant rock on your ring finger. Do we talk about that? Or?
I have been married now for 6 months. Cool. I am still a newlywed.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
I know.
Oh, thank you.
We really would love, I don't know if you talk about it, but can you tell us like how
yes,
you guys met?
Yeah, we love stories. Yeah.
Oh, I'm happy to tell it.
Okay.
So he is a chemical engineer. He's a little smarty pants.
Wow. Which I love that he's like,
not
in your
the industry,
world.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. It's kind of refreshing, I have to say. But anyway, our two of our best friends are dating, and they kind of set us up. Well, they wanted to set us up for a long time. We both said no, because we didn't think we'd have anything in common. He was like, she's an actress. She's probably crazy. I get it. And eventually we said yes to like meeting in a big group setting, like giant group date. And I guess we owe them our firstborn because they knew something that we didn't know and we hit it off and now we're married.
So it was like once you actually met, it was instant.
Pretty much. Yeah. Like I saw him and I was like, ooh, he's tall. Tall drink of water. And he offered to get me a drink and sat down next to me and was like, so Emmy said blah, 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 blah. Like whatever it was. Uh-huh. And we were just, that was it. We
you know sparked. What's, you know what's interesting is a girlfriend of mine actually just met a guy like maybe a month ago at this random thing at South by Southwest. And she literally said, she turned around and she like made eye contact with him. And she goes, there's like a voice in her head that said, there you are.
Oh my God. I just got goosebumps.
I know.
That's sweet.
I
That's
know.
Cute.
It's really cute. And she's amazing. And she's like, it's really weird because everybody says like, yeah. It just feels different. And who knows? They're still in the beginning stages, but like,
no, but I really think like when it feels right, you notice the difference of how different and amazing and right it feels compared to what you've had before.
Right.
And this date ended up being like a 14-hour date. Like we just were having so much fun together. We just like kept going from the next place to the next place. We ended up at Dave and Buster's and just making out in the middle of Dave and Buster's.
That is romance right there. I love Dave and Buster's.
And he carried me to my Uber and I was like, that's the most romantic thing. He just carried me to my Uber because my feet were hurting.
Do you want to know what's right. really strange? When you said we met up with a big group of people, my vision was y'all at Dave and Buster's.
Oh my God. Really?
Yes.
That's amazing. Well, we ended up there at the end of the night.
I know, but yeah. I had a feeling there was Dave and Buster's involved in there.
I met him actually at the premiere.
You
and
did?
Yes. And
He's
I was
such
like,
a cutie.
He is so, you could just tell he has like kind eyes.
He
like,
does have
He just
kind
seems
eyes.
Like a really nice guy.
So that's a great comment
when
for
I was,
people on Instagram.
Yeah.
Kind you should write
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
When I was
notes.
When I was younger, my favorite Disney movie was The Little Mermaid, and I had a crush on Prince Eric. He was my first love, really. And I always tell my husband that he looks like my Prince Eric because he has the black hair and the
he
blue
does,
eyes.
He does, actually. Mm-hmm.
Oh, black hair and blue eyes. That's great.
Had yep. you mm-hmm. dated like actors in your industry before?
I have.
So before, well, obviously you're married now. And like, yeah. and that just, it just feels better to just be out. Like, cause you, I feel like when you're dating somebody that's out of your world, you have more respect for each other's occupations almost and time.
Definitely. And I think mm-hmm. like, you know, it's refreshing to come home and kind of like live the craziness of this world and then just kind of like leave it and come home. And just he keeps me grounded
totally.
And feeling very like I feel like me, like I leave mm-hmm. everything else at the door and I walk in and I feel like my most Janelle when I'm with him. Mm-hmm. And it's really nice. And like to be with somebody who's fascinated by the industry, but not dazzled by it
right.
or intimidated by mm-hmm. it. He's just kind of like, he's there for me no matter what it is. No matter
right.
what
like you bring
about.
Him to set and he doesn't need to like meet the director and be like, oh, I might work with you someday. He's
right.
just like, you're
yeah,
my wife's
he's
boss.
Like, this is such a
networking.
Strange
yeah.
world, but I'm happy to see what you do every yeah. day to just kind of like see what your world looks like for a second.
Right.
Yeah.
I I think that we should like peel back the layer of that a little bit because like, I don't want to say like you're mega famous and no, you are like, no, you could you go somewhere and you could get swarmed by a lot of people asking for selfies and autographs. Am I right?
Sure. Yes. Yeah, sometimes.
But like you're human.
Yeah.
So like you come home and you like put on a face mask and you watch TV like,
oh, the sweats come on immediately.
What, yeah. Like, I just want, like, for people that are listening that just kind of want, like, a glimpse into the, like, what is, like, I want to, like, maybe tell them, like, the night of the Perfectionist premiere. Yeah. It's, like, this red carpet glitz glamour event. You're doing all these interviews.
Like madness.
And then what do you do after?
It's just buzzing with energy. And while it's amazing, there comes a moment where I look at my husband and I go, I'm ready to go home, take my shoes off, take off the makeup, put my sweats on and order a pizza. And that's exactly what we did. It was a wonderful night. And there was nothing more that I wanted to do to celebrate that night than to go home with my husband and our dog and order a giant pizza and drink a bottle of wine. And that's how we celebrated. And it was perfect.
I think it's interesting because I think people have this perception of like Hollywood and actors and actresses, and they just like
parties
that all their homes have like golden gates and like,
oh, wow.
Do you know what I mean? I think everyone has this like different perception of what.
And maybe some people love that. But for me, it's like at the end of the day, my happy place is like our quiet home. Just the two of us, like no makeup and pizza and talking about our night. And it's just like our place, our cozy place. And that feels like my safe place, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I crave at the end of a loud, crazy night.
How long have y'all been together? How long have y'all
2.5 years.
Okay, so two and a half years all together.
All together. After a year, pretty much right after a year, he asked me to marry him. We just knew.
He knew.
We just knew.
It was pretty cute. And like a month in, he hadn't even said, I love you yet. We were on this vacation and he looked at me and he was like, so do you think we're going to get married? And I was like, wow, do you? And he was like, yeah, you're going to be my wife. I was like, wow, you're so confident. And he's like,
Where's he from?
He's from California. Yeah.
He knew
what's
he
his
wanted.
Sign?
He's a Pisces. I'm a Scorpio.
Oh,
and
I'm a Scorpio too.
Hello, Scorpio sister. But I've read that those are the two, like, for Scorpio, that's your most compatible sign.
Yeah. Pisces are really good because they're kind of like, they can kind of get along with anybody. They're kind of like a good.
And like even keel very to even my keeled. Crazy. Like yes. He kind of stays here and I bounce all around him and he just brings me back, you know?
What month is Pisces?
It's like now.
February and March.
Yeah, it's like
beginning of March.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
October 30th.
That's my birthday!
Oh my God, really?
Yes!
You're the same birthday. That's crazy.
That is pretty
twins.
Crazy.
Wow, I wonder if we're the same year.
What year?
88.
Me too!
Oh my God!
That's crazy!
That is so insane!
What time?
Whoa! I was like late at night, like almost midnight.
I think I was early morning.
Okay. Oh, so you're older by a few hours.
I'm older than you.
That is kind of crazy.
Wow.
I rarely meet people have the same birthday, much less like the same year and everything.
I know. Wow. I love that.
What a revelation.
Crazy.
I get along well with Scorpio, so I just feel really blessed to be in this
world. What's your sign?
Cancer.
Cancer.
I'm like full on Cancer.
Super sweet, emotional, like,
sensitive.
And also like sponges, right? Don't you like take in a lot of
the feelings? Emotions? Yes.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Uh-huh. All the things.
I love that.
Does your husband have any chemical engineer friends?
I'm going to go home in it.
Prince Eric's or other princes?
I just think it's so, I do think that there's something really interesting about that, about it just felt different.
It did. It just felt right. I don't know. I always think like things happen for a reason, obviously. And I've had a lot of boyfriends. Like I've had a lot of like relationships, like, you know, a couple years relationships and stuff. And I just think that when you date other different people, it teaches you so much about yourself. You know, they're always teaching you something that you need to learn. And when I met Chris, I was like, oh, this was like preparing me to know what felt right.
Right.
Yeah.
That it didn't feel like all the other BS.
Yeah. It just was like I learned exactly what I wanted, what I needed and who I was and grew a lot in order to like meet him and be like, I'm ready for what this is.
Yeah.
So when you shoot, like The Perfectionist and you're gone, how long was that whole?
4 months.
4 months.
Away
and you're out of town.
From puppy. Yeah.
Does he come in on the weekends?
Yeah, we were pretty good about doing every other weekend. He would either come up to Portland or I would come down.
Got it.
Yeah.
Because that's also very interesting too.
It is hard. I also think it's great because he's so independent. And if I'm gone, it's like he doesn't worry about the weird hours, you know, if I can't talk because I'm on set until really late. Like, he's doing his thing. He's working hard. He's with his friends. Like, we just, I don't know. We understand how to be away from each other and miss each other, but have it be healthy.
Right. I don't think it's like a unhealthy thing to miss each other.
No,
like,
not
I think
at all.
That's a healthy thing.
For sure. I think so. Absolutely. Especially when you both kind of like have things that you want to do for yourselves.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Right. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm just like, I find the acting world so interesting because that is just so, like, when you think about it, it's like you uproot your life, you go move somewhere for this many months, then you come back to your normal life, and then you have to go do press for, you know, however long, and you're in different cities every day, and it's just like such a crazy
Sometimes
world.
Sometimes it's a little bit madness. I'm like, where do I live?
Right. What time zone?
Yeah,
exactly.
Do you sing a lot still?
I do. I love it. I try to do a lot of, you know, musical things whenever I'm not working on PLL. What? Tanya's face. I wish you could see your face.
The mouth is open.
I went with Lucy to see you do Cruel Intentions.
Yes, yes, that's right.
It was fantastic.
Thank you.
So you know, Janelle was a part of, like, they did like a Cruel Intentions
musical. Yeah. That was recent, right?
Well, it's still going. Now they're taking it on tour, but I was part of it when it was kind of like its
the
inception.
Original.
Yeah, at Rockwell here in LA.
Yes.
I've done a bunch of shows actually at the Rockwell. And I started out on theater, you know, doing theater when I was really little.
Yeah.
It's the first thing I ever did. And so I crave it. Whenever I'm not on set, I crave being on stage.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I miss it. I do it whenever I can.
That's the one thing. If I could just have anything, any talent, it would be to be able to sing.
Yeah. I mean, you really blew
karaoke
me away.
Girl. Go to karaoke.
No, like, I just don't have it, you know?
Have more champagne. And you'll get up there. You'll be the pop
champagne
diva.
Doesn't help the tone deafness.
But I also thought that it was really sweet because Lucy Hale was in Pretty Little Liars, the original, and she wanted to go and like support you. And I thought that was really...
She's so supportive and so sweet and like sent us flowers on our first day of shooting the pilot. Like,
oh, I
to
love
me and
that.
Sasha and Marlene being like proud of you guys. Like, just so sweet.
So were y'all the only two, I mean, I don't know if this is a spoiler maybe, but were y'all the only two left alive on the original?
No.
No, there were a lot. Wow, that would have been dark.
Dark, yeah.
Everybody else
died. I felt like there was a lot. It's like, listen, we watched Grey's Anatomy.
No, but you're right. There's
like...
a lot of death. There's a lot of death. There were many that were spared, but our two characters are the only ones who spun off into this new world.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
I love that.
I'm excited
I love
to
that, really that they're like, that they're being supportive of...
Yeah.
The
I mean,
next
after
chapter.
7 years, I feel like you really do become a family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been so nice to see how excited they are for us to continue this, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Well, not giving any spoilers away. How long is this season? Like, this is the first season.
We have 10 episodes.
And
so
then
the story goes fast, which is what's really fun about it. Like, every episode, I think you're getting answers. You're getting a new cliffhanger. It's really exciting. Mm-hmm. Your face right now, Tanya.
She
looks excited.
I'm excited.
It really is. And the thing that I found interesting about Marlene is in the first Pretty Little Liars, you're kind of left like you never really knew if somebody was really dead or if they were like fake dead. And then I don't want to give anything away, but like she really tells it. She shoots it to you straight.
We can
in the
say
first...
there's a body.
Okay,
we'll say that in this episode, the first episode, it's like. Not disputable.
Correct. Like
this person is dead.
Yeah.
And it's pretty, I think it might be the most gruesome murder we ever had on PLL because you see the body.
Yeah. It's so, and there's like a lot of sex.
It's sexy.
Wait,
that's what I'm saying. It's aged
on?
Up. It's on Freeform. Freeform.
I thought Freeform was family.
It used to be when it was ABC Family, but now we are Freeform. We're edgier.
It is edgier.
And sexier.
It's still tasteful.
Tasteful.
Very tasteful.
Yeah. Definitely like after a scene, you're like, woof. I'm hot.
Yeah. Oh.
It went there.
Yeah. I'm excited. And Pretty Little Liars is the same way?
Yes. But I think we have more now.
Yes.
But I can tease you this. You might see Mona have a little romance of her own. Finally. Maybe. We'll see.
Did Mona have a relation? Like, was she...
She's never really... I mean, she had like a boyfriend for a little while, but it was like high school. Like, you might actually see her fall for somebody this time.
Wow.
Is that a downside to dating somebody outside of the industry? Because he's never experienced that before.
Oh.
Dating an actress who has to have maybe love scenes.
So I've experienced the downside, but he's been so wonderful about it and understanding. He's just like, this is so,
this is so weird. Like, my wife just went and kissed somebody today, and that was her job. But you're mine, and I got you, so it's all good. You know, and it's like,
he's very secure, very confident.
But that can be an issue sometimes with dating people that don't understand it. Like, how do you explain that if they just don't get it?
Yeah.
How do you explain that it's actually not sexy at all?
That's
when you're filming it?
Everyone says.
It's so uncomfortable. I mean, there's 50 people staring at you with a camera in your face and silence, so you can hear all the mouth noise that happens when you're kissing. Like, it's just not sexy. Like, there's not a mood that's set. It's just like action.
Angelina Here's and my Brad mouth found on your it mouth on Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
They had the chemistry.
I couldn't even imagine.
Oh yeah, sometimes it's literally nice to meet you and action.
And how's your tongue in my mouth?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I would be so
it's that awkward,
awkward
sometimes, you guys. Yeah.
Yeah. And if I was dating somebody, like in my mind, when I was dating, you know, like XYZ on TV or whatever, you know, like I always like, like Derek
I'm
Shepard.
Sorry, can you explain this further?
When you were dating XYZ really on TV.
Like Derek Shepard on Grey's Anatomy, or like you fall in love with like a character on a TV show.
Uh-huh.
And it's like painful when I'm in love with them to watch them making out with somebody else.
I understand.
I couldn't imagine if I was actually in a relationship with somebody and like.
You can never date someone in the industry.
Or could I?
I mean, someone that is going on set. If you get jealous of Derek Shepherd.
I know. I'm like, I'm either going to date a doctor or somebody that plays a doctor on television.
I mean, I got to say, like, I know this is a double standard that I do it to him, but I'm so glad he's not an actor because I could not handle it. If he was like, all right, babe, off to work. I got a sex scene today with this really beautiful actress. I'd be like, you're not going.
Yeah.
Is this a Scorpio thing?
Yes. Yeah. It is a Scorpio thing. I'd be like, where do you think you're going? Yeah. I know I can do it.
I can do it, but you cannot do that.
Yeah, see, and like you guys get like that and I just get sad. Like, I'm like, oh, that's sad. That sucks. Seriously though. My gosh. Well, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out and co-hosting with us.
Yeah,
no problem.
So everybody check her out, Janelle Parrish on Pretty Little Liars, The Perfectionists. It's every Wednesday night at 8/7 Central on Freeform.
And everybody and also on Hulu.
And Hulu. And everybody can follow you at Janelle Parrish.
Janelle Parrish, yes.
Where else?
That's it.
You got Janelle Parrish on everything?
Janelle Parrish and everything.
Yeah. Wow. She got the official the official accounts.
It used to be Janelle P. Side note.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then we changed it to Janelle Parrish. It was a little more official.
Yeah. Literally, I'm so excited to watch. Now I feel like I have a connection to the show knowing you. It's going to be so fun to
watch. A lot of our scrubbers actually watched it. I remember the day the premiere happened, somebody put in our Facebook group, like, who's going to watch The Perfectionist?
Oh,
yeah,
yay.
Yeah. So they're like,
and a lot
it
of people watch Pretty Little Liars. Like, there's a lot of people who are binging it and catching up. So I'm going to be
That's
a part
amazing
now.
Amazing. Yes, I love it. Join the family.
Yes. Talk about roommate?
Sure. I have yours, by the way.
Where?
It's at my apartment. It's like, you know that little thing that I have that I put all my bottles of wine in?
No.
Oh.
Well, do you have bottles of wine?
I do. Because, like, you need it for entertaining people.
They sent you the roommate? Well, maybe Becca will just let you keep it since you apparently have the bottles of wine.
No. I want the brewmate. Sounds like something I need.
I know, but I want it too.
Okay, well, we'll have to get brewmate.
You just code said Becca. It's Becca's. It belongs to Becca.
I know. They sent it just for Becca.
You can use code Becca to get your own for 15% off, which we'll talk about in a second. The mission at Brewmate is to create the perfect drinking experience by ensuring every sip of your favorite adult beverage is just as refreshing as the first, no matter where life takes you. Go for it, Tanya. Tell us more.
You know, I really like the temperature of all of my things. I always am carrying, like, it needs to either be, if things are cold, I need them to be cold. If things are supposed to be hot, I need them to be hot. But their diverse product line ensures a perfect match for everyone, from insulated coolers for slim and craft cans, unbreakable nosing glasses, and insulated canteens that keep a full bottle of wine at the perfect temperature for over 24 hours. That's the one I have.
Oh, that's what I was just going to say. What'd they send me?
It's like the full bottle. It's like the bottle of wine.
Yeah. That's what I need. Thank you. I'll see you later on to grab that.
Okay. Well, you have to come over then and take
Tanya,
it.
Well, Tanya, when you go over to use the gym, maybe you could bring the brewmate with you.
Or...
Yeah. Nah. That sounds like a great idea.
If only we knew where the treadmill was.
Well, the good thing is there's no more half-drunk beers, diluted cocktails, or wasted bottles of wine. Brewmate is guaranteed to keep your favorite drinks at the perfect temperature, whether you're having an all-day picnic with your favorite bottle of wine or sipping on a beer while you wait for a fish to bite on the boat, like you probably always do.
I'm always sipping on beer while I'm whilst waiting for fish to bite.
I always thought it was whilst, and you've been saying whilst.
Whilst. Isn't it whilst?
I think it's whilst, but I'm going to look it up right now because maybe I'm about to learn something.
It's like my new word.
I'm going whilst.
It's my new word. I'm trying to use it as much as possible.
I was watching Grey's Anatomy whilst drinking with my roommate.
Yeah, I was watching The Resident whilst stalking the lead guy. So right now, Brewmate is giving our listeners a special discount, or the second lead guy. Sorry. Right now, Brewmate is giving our listeners a special discount of 15% off of your first order when you go to www.brewmate.com and use our code Becca. That's 15% when you use our code Becca at brumate.com.
Yeah. Don't let the summer heat ruin your drink. Go to brewmate.com and beat the heat this summer. Get 15% off your first order by using my code. No, I'm sorry. Get 15% off your order by using our code Becca at brumate.com. That's once again, brumate.com/Becca.
Just back code Becca.
Oh, wait, no. That's brumate.com. Okay. That's brumate.com and use code Becca.
This is actually a great whilst they were doing that commercial.
Missed it.
Whilst they were doing that commercial, I was actually shopping on Brewmate. This is a great gift.
Yeah, it is actually. It's a really great gift.
Becca, just let her have it.
No, she has like 14 hydro flasks.
But they're different.
Whilst.
They're
not.
Whilst. Yeah. Whilst. I've just been saying whilst and no one's correcting me.
The beer one seems like a great gift for a guy.
Yeah, it's a real, and they're really cute too.
Yeah, they are really cute.
This is great.
I'm not going to lie. This entire time we've been doing the podcast and during the entire morning show this morning, I have sounded like I'm in a submarine. And I thought it was the headphones that Matt gave me this morning, but I have different headphones now and it's the same sound. So now I think it's in my head.
No, it's you have something in your ear.
Oh, did you leave the earplugs in? That happens sometimes. Oh, you forgot God, to take them
out.
It
might be something with the earplugs.
I know. I feel, I'm not lying. I feel so weird when I use earplugs. I feel like my hearing's like,
it sounds like I'm in a submarine.
I know what it is. It's gross. I don't want to say it, but earwax. I know it. Yeah. You need to go do that. Shh. Remember you went with me once?
Mm-hmm. I might have to do that. Shoot.
You definitely have to. Ugh. Oh, God. You're going to want to video it.
Let's talk about Grey's Anatomy.
Okay.
Because we have a major guest 1 week from today, and it's very exciting.
Oh, and we also are going to make a surprise call.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
I would just like to say that I felt Link and Amelia have a lot of chemistry.
Okay.
What do you think of her new haircut?
I think she's so cute. Mm-hmm. I like Amelia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy she's not with Owen. She could be with anyone.
I guess. I don't know that these two are made for the long haul, necessarily.
Yeah, because y'all are trying to think Link and Meredith. Y'all
I don't
are...
know. I'm happy for Amelia. I just don't know if that's a long haul relationship.
I
know,
needed same. To get him with someone.
Somebody,
yeah. And she needed to be with someone that's not Owen. Like, it's fine for right now is all I'm saying. I wasn't repulsed by it.
Do we want Owen? Who do we want Owen to end up with, by the way? And I know we're not big Owen fans.
Alone.
I know what I want him to do. I want him to go on a journey of self-discovery
in the Netherlands
that we don't see.
Right.
He has two kids. He's not going to be going anywhere.
I know. He puts himself in every episode.
The kids might need to go to school somewhere far, far away.
Who do we want Teddy to end up with? Karasik? Or Owen.
Karasik.
See him feeding her the ice cream. That was really cute.
But it's going to be Owen, right? I mean,
yeah, they're
haven't been waiting
be
for 10 years for it to be Owen and Teddy?
Yes. Yep.
No
Would
one's
they
been
even bring her
that.
Character back if she wasn't going to end
right.
up with Owen?
I agree. And have his baby. Like, of course they're going to be together.
It's his baby.
Karasik's a... Is that his name Karasik?
Karasik.
He's a big star. That guy, he's not going anywhere. Grey's Anatomy's
he's not going anywhere,
anymore.
But he's been on there long
I've
before
had this.
This
thing in the back of my head that I don't want to happen. I'm just going to say it out loud here.
Don't speak it into the universe then. Do not
have a bad feeling that they're going to try to do Meredith and Karasik.
Oh, I would like that.
Really? Interesting.
It did feel awkward to me when What's-His-Doozy made her that dinner. It felt like the babysittee was making it
so
for the babysitter.
Bad. I know. I'm really trying, but like when DeLuca she checks Meredith. In on him, it's like she's
Mom.
Checking in on her like child.
DeLuca and Meredith are a hard no for me.
Babysitter, babysitty was
a, hard
a little
no.
bit better. Like he's, it's not
yeah,
quite
no,
her
okay.
kid.
Not,
it's like,
not a, not her child, a child.
Yes, yes.
It has nothing to do with their age for me. There's just no chemistry there. Like I can't. I'm done. Hard no. pass.
All right. So next week.
I need them to mix people around and see who has chemistry, and let's just do it like that.
Sure.
Because we're trying to force things that aren't meant to be right
now.
Should
we just have a Grey's Anatomy key party?
Yeah.
You guys know what that is.
No, but a
kiki?
Is that a kiki? Not a kiki.
Oh.
But we should have a key party just to kind of just mix and match and see what we like. That's actually a good idea. Put the guys in one hat and the girls in another hat, and then we'll just pick out couples and see if we like them. Let's do that next week.
Okay.
So next week, Camilla Luddington's coming on.
Yeah.
Coming here. She's going to come
huge.
To visit us.
She's
in our studio.
In studio.
Amazing.
We have to take a lot of photos.
Are we going to tell her our hashtag justice for Joe? Do we bring this up?
Yes.
Yeah. I just want to be on the same page. So everyone just gave me a look. I wish we had a camera in here.
I wish we had a camera in here earlier as well. To see Girl With No Job when I was like, what do you have to plug? And she's like, like literally listed off everything with her eyes closed. It was amazing.
The show ended with Joe weeping in bed. After she went to go find her mom.
Which befuddled me because I know that something big is going to happen on Thursday. I just know it because that's why she's coming on. They just won't tell me what it is.
They're doing like a lot of press stuff with her the day that she's on the show with us. So, you want to pitch your idea of what might be going down?
Well, so my original thought was that she was going to get pregnant with, what's his name's baby. However, now I'm beginning to think that that's not the case because it has to do with her mom. So I'm thinking she got into like some car accident on her way home and she's like, lifeless from the waist down.
Wow.
Wait, Joe?
Yeah. Is that not right?
I feel like she'd be in the hospital for a while. They wouldn't just say, oh, you're lifeless from the waist down. Bye. Go home.
Well, you mean paralyzed, right? Not lifeless.
Yeah. Yes, paralyzed from the waist down.
Dead from the waist down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right, Becca, what's your theory?
That was an unexpected theory from my right side.
Well, what do you think happened?
I was going to go with something more along the lines of she goes to see her mom and her mom wants nothing to do with her. And then they have this, like, they talk and they go into this, like, heartfelt moment, and then her mom tells her that she has a incurable disease and she's not going to be around for much longer.
But then, like, she's not going to cry about that because she doesn't even really know her mom.
Her mom and Alex Karev's mom are sisters.
No, her mom and Alex Karev's mom.
What if they're related? What if she's related?
What if they're married to each other?
What if they...
Oh.
Twist.
What if Alex Karev's mom, you know, they were, like, not sure if she was mentally stable, kills Joe's mom.
Okay. I still think my theory is the one to beat.
Okay. I think I'm with Becca on this. I think maybe she got the door slammed in her face, something like that. It did not go well with mom.
But like, that's okay.
It went really well and mom wants her to move. And so she has to leave Seattle.
What if she goes and her mom's really sick and needs someone to take care of her? And Joe's the only person that she has. And so Joe has to leave. Like, she's going to have to leave.
And then go to Atlanta, Georgia, to be on The Resident.
Tanya, these ideas are...
the weirdest idea.
It's not the weirdest idea.
Not even a Shonda Rhimes.
Yeah. It's disrespectful.
It's another hospital.
They all don't exist in the same universe, though.
In my universe, okay. They do. Tanya Land.
What
by
if she's
Shonda
being
Land?
Blackmailed by her mother? Like, there's more secrets. There's more family secrets.
Her mom's photo did look like a mugshot. Remember that?
Who does anybody know if they could quickly Google who plays the mother? Because sometimes if it's a bigger star.
What if Joe's mom is someone who's related to Derek Shepherd and she's also Meredith's sister in a weird way?
I don't hate that. It's something big.
I don't see who plays Joe's mom.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to meet her. I just think we're going to get that photo. Right? Yeah.
Michelle Forbes plays Joe's mom.
I know.
Oh, she is famous.
I know what it might be. This is my final prediction. She finds out that her mom has a disease that's genetic.
Oh, passed down.
Or.
And then she'll give it to her kids.
Yeah. Or what if she finds something out about her dad that's really dark and sad? Like, and that's why she gave her up. Didn't she give her up for adoption?
Yes. That makes sense. Yeah.
I'm bored by this.
Okay. Moving on. We have some very juicy emails that we need to get to.
Great.
Don't forget what they're called.
They're called...
How to Save a Listener's Life.
Let's do it again. Ready?
How to save a listener's life.
It was no better the second time.
Yeah, it was.
But it's nice to get the fray in whenever we can.
Yeah.
This is from Anonymous. She says, I met a guy on Tinder over a year ago and we hit it off. After talking on and off for the past year, I was in his state on business a couple of weeks ago. He reached out to meet up and I loved every minute of it. We left it with the intention of seeing each other again. Since I got home, we've spoken daily and he has shared how much our time together meant to him, mentioning he can't wait for me to meet his mom, etc. Here's the thing. I went on his Tinder profile to reminisce about our first conversation. That's kind of sweet. Let, you know, go back to our first conversation where it all began. And I saw that he updated his profile with a photo that I took of him last week. We aren't officially dating, so I guess he can do what he wants. But what's your advice? Ignore it, pull away, bring it up to him.
I know what you should do.
What should you do?
Next time you take a bomb photo of him, be like, you look so hot in this photo. Maybe this should be your new Tinder photo. And just throw it in his face a little bit. Like, show, like, kind of like, you know what he's doing. Make light of it so he doesn't feel, like, threatened or, you know what I mean? Like, kind of be funny about it and just see what he says.
I would change your Tinder profile to a hot new photo.
Yeah, or, like, if you take a really good photo of yourself, be like, oh, maybe I should make this my new Tinder profile.
So you're saying continue texting him, hoping to see him again.
Yeah.
Keep going like everything's normal, but maybe throw in a comment in there somewhere to let him know that you know what's up.
Correct.
Becca?
Just a subtle one.
I wouldn't say it. I would just, like, you're not officially a couple. If anything, he's going to feel like it's a jab, even if you try to play it off. It's
so interesting nowadays. Sorry, I know I sound old. But the whole, to be seeing somebody, I want you to meet my mom. I can't wait to see you again. Our time together meant so much to me. And then you get off that text and you swipe. You know, that's just weird.
Welcome to 2019.
Always looking for the bigger, better deal.
Dating in 2019.
Goes like this.
It sucks so bad until it doesn't.
Okay, so we're saying just like keep going, live life,
keep
enjoy
going,
your time.
Because if you say anything, he's going to be weird about it. And he's going to feel like you're
going to feel threatened.
Maybe go on a date with someone else.
And I don't hate that. Brittany says, my boyfriend and I have been dating about 8 months. We're getting serious now. Anyway, we've just started talking about my past. I've slept with more people than I would like to admit. And I don't really feel great sharing about my past, but I know that's a topic that everyone talks about. It's important. However, do I have to give every detail of everything I've done in my past with other guys? My boyfriend insists that it's important for him to know, since his past is much more clean than mine. Help! Says Brittany.
I don't think every detail is necessary, but I do think it's important to, if he has something that he needs to know about, you're in a relationship, but you have, like, he has to understand that y'all are together now and what you've done in the past isn't, it's not going to change anything in the sense, like, you can't go back and change it. So if that, I don't know how that would help him truly, but if he needs to know, I think it's nice to be upfront and honest if it's like how many people you've been with or whatever that is. But I don't know if he needs to know every detail. I don't know how that would help anything.
But go ahead, Tanya.
I think that transparency is the key. Like, transparency and communication is the key to everything that's good in life. So, I mean, if that's what he wants, then give it to him.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
I don't think you need to go into detail of, like, positions and things that you've done with other guys. Like, I don't think you need to go into that kind of detail. But if he wants to know the number, then, like, tell him the number.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying if he's, like, if it's going to make him jealous and more insecure about it, then, like, is it going to be that, is it necessary for him to know anything more than just, like, the number?
I mean,
what do you think, Mark?
I think that if he's asking, you got to give him the answer, because otherwise in his mind, it's going to just get bigger and bigger. He's going to assume it's triple digits or whatever. You got to be honest with him. I think you own it. Because it's your past and you don't have to have any regrets. And it doesn't sound like, I mean, you might have some regrets, but you shouldn't, because that was your past and that's made you what you are today. And that's the path that brought you to him.
God,
if he has an issue with it, that's on him. That's his own insecurities. That's his own problems. There's nothing you can do about it except be honest with him, because that's what you need to do in a relationship.
Preach it, brother man.
All right. We got one more here. Anonymous. I hooked up with an engaged guy.
Oh, no.
Last weekend, I went out and got drunk with some friends, and I ended up going home with a guy. We ended up having sex, and he took me home the next morning very early. I tried following him on Instagram later, and he deleted his Instagram and Facebook. I knew something was fishy, and after a Google search, I realized he is engaged and getting married in July. The wedding looks huge. They just bought a lot of land together to build a house on. They've been together 8 years. What do I do? I can let it go, but I know that if I were her, I'd want to know. But also, ignorance is bliss, and part of me feels like this wouldn't change anything, considering the extent of the wedding, the house, the relationship, etc. Also, I do have proof. I could easily send her. I know where he lives. I have his Uber ride from my friend's place to his place. Pictures of the night, recollection of his vehicle, his house. I know everything. I could prove it to her. What do I do here?
This is so bad.
This is so bad. I would want to know if I was the bride, but at the same time, it's like, if they have this massive wedding being planned, is she going to do anything?
I know. And then you're just like the crazy person that's like ruining
trying to
her
ruin
life.
It.
This is tricky because I would want to say you need to tell her, but then I'm thinking maybe she already knows.
No.
Yes. Because well, then sometimes I have known of some cases where the guy's a cheating bastard and the girls don't care. They don't care.
Well, then if she told her, then she could just be like, I don't care.
I know, but this is tough.
As we speak about, you know, girls supporting girls and we're all about that, I think she tells her. My only issue with it is that she doesn't have a connect. Like,
or what if? Okay. What if she goes to the guy and tells the guy, "Hey, I'm gonna go tell your fiance about this unless you do," and give him the option to tell her. That could be good.
I hate that.
Why?
I think it's a scary deal. I think he would feel like a caged animal.
Uh-huh. Well, good. He should feel that. Like a caged animal. Cage, okay. Keep it in your cage, animal.
I think.
Keep it in your cage, animal.
I think you move on. I do. You don't know these people. You barely know him and don't know her at all. If this was your best friend,
right,
you tell
right,
her.
For
if this
sure.
was your sister, you tell her. If this is a friend of any kind, coworker, you tell her because you'd want to know. But you don't know these people. You don't know their deal. You don't know what's going on with them. I think you move on. I know it goes against what we preach here, but I think you just get on with your life.
I know.
Lesson learned.
The tricky
part is. This is a tough, tough one.
It's like, it was just like a random hookup for her. Mm-hmm. Mm.
I wish there was some sort of like second degree connection or something that it was like, I know someone.
Right. Yeah. Or like an anonymous letter maybe.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe Janelle Parrish can send one from A or something.
Before we move on, we should shout out Lauren. Lauren's the woman that you ran into at the grocery store the other day. And boy, she put the nicest things on Facebook
gosh.
About you, Tanya.
And the comments below it were so sweet.
And Lauren took the time to respond to every person's comment. Yes.
She was so cute. And the best part is like, I felt like we were instantly best friends because she looked at my cart and she was like, "Celery, you need it for your celery juice tomorrow?" I was like, "Sure do." She was like, and my hair was like wet. She's like, "Did you just work out?" I was like, "Sure did." Like, I felt like we were best friends. It was so crazy. So yes, shout out Lauren. You are the cutest.
There you are together.
Yeah.
There's the selfie you guys
cute.
Took in the aisles of Vons.
Gelson's.
Yep. Oh, high end.
Yeah.
Very
well,
nice
let me tell you what they have. They have this really delicious. I try not to do my grocery shopping there, but they have these really good roasted vegetables. It makes eating vegetables taste like you're eating caviar. I don't really know what it's like to eat caviar.
No, but roasted vegetables are delicious.
When you get them right,
yes.
And that Gelson's gets them right.
Good.
So I really splurge
Gelson's
over there.
Gelson's is a very expensive grocery store here in town, which I didn't know when I first moved here. And like the first day we were here, we just moved here. We're all excited to be in LA. We've got no money. Like, oh, let's go grocery shop and go to Gelson's. And $300 later,
oh,
like,
yeah,
oh my
like
God,
apples,
I
like $5.
Can't survive here. And then
yeah.
You figure out that there's other options.
And apples like $5. It's actually jarring because I went to the farmer's market earlier that day and spent like $30 and bought like all these things, and I went to Gelson's and bought like chicken and roasted vegetables and some celery and spent
for
like $50.
Yeah. Hey, how'd you find this Kendall person that we're going to call some friends?
Okay, so Kendall, some girl, I posted something, I reposted something that this listener tagged me in, and her friend Kendall reached out and was like, "Hey, I know it's a long shot, but we all met, the three of them met listening to the podcast. They're all like podcasters and they met through the podcast. And she's like, it's her birthday on Monday. I don't know if you guys do these types of things. I was like, well, yeah, we do.
Whose birthday is it?
It's Danielle and Megan.
Both of their birthdays.
And yes, so they the same day birthday and they met through the podcast.
Okay, I have Kendall on the line and I'm told Megan is with her right now, I believe. One of them is with her right
so
now.
So should we pretend like we're like doing a survey? Tori,
what's happening? Just get on the mic and tell us what's happening.
She said, check your phone.
I'm staring at her text right now. None of them make any sense to me.
So it's just Kendall right now. We're going to chat with her. She's with Megan, so we only need to bring Danielle on the other line.
All right, so we'll talk to...
they're going
to
introduce Megan and Danielle at the same time, but right now it's just Kendall.
We can act like we're doing a survey call or something.
Yeah, should we pretend like we're like...
Well, let's talk to Kendall first and see what she wants to do.
Kendall?
Hi.
Hi. It's Becca, Tanya, Mark, and Easton.
Mark and Ethan, hi guys. And Becca and Tanya, of course, but we were just talking about y'all.
You were just talking. Where do you live, y'all?
Yeah, I'm in Nashville.
Yay!
I need to go there. Like, I need to go there.
Please come. You can stay with me and my three dogs.
Oh, perfect.
Perfect. Got a place to stay. Just got to book a flight.
There you go. You got it.
Okay, so can you give us the rundown on what's about to happen?
Yes. Okay, so y'all's Facebook group is awesome, as y'all know. And there was a post that was talking about where's everyone from. And there was a couple Nashville girls that were on it. And so we started a group message. And we're just like, hey, let's all meet up. And so we met up for a trivia night one night. And me and these two girls, Danielle and Megan, just like hit it off and started hanging out without everyone else. And just like became the best of friends. And then lo and behold, they have the exact same birthday. And so then I reached out to Tanya and was like, hi, queen. Like, this is me dropping my handkerchief. And she was like, okay, down, let's do it. And so now here we are.
So Megan can't hear you, right?
No.
Okay. So should we pretend like we're like, we're going to pretend like we're not us. So maybe if she get like, what's going on in her life? Oh, I guess it's her birthday. So we could say, hi, this is Flora from Flora's shop or whatever. We can just pretend like there's flowers.
Well, are we going to be on Kendall's phone?
Idea.
Okay, go ahead, Kendall.
So she works like for, well, she doesn't work for a prison, but she goes in to a prison. So you should like pretend to be some like prison guard person and be like, there's an inmate issue.
This is a recorded call from a Tennessee correctional facility.
Oh, yeah, do that, Easton. Easton,
yeah,
you do that.
You start out with that, and then you can be like, you have a call from, and it could be like, we could say, like, I don't know, who should we say?
Inmate number.
Meredith. We could say Meredith. Like, give her some clues.
Oh, God, Meredith.
Meredith.
And we'll take her, let's see how long it goes. Okay.
Perfect.
Can you put her on, or is that weird?
Well, it's weird it's on Kendall's phone.
No, so we need to call Megan,
okay, let's call Megan.
Okay.
All right.
Kendall, mute us.
Okay.
All right, and Tori, give us the ring, okay? So put it on hold and let us hear the ring. Okay. All right, so Tori's going to dial.
Okay, so you, when she picks up, you start out.
Easton's going to start, okay.
Yeah. And I could say, from Meredith and...
Christina?
Meredith and Christina.
Then she'll probably get it.
Hello?
The following is a recorded call from an inmate at a Nashville correctional facility.
Meredith?
Christina?
Would like to speak to you. Say yes to accept.
Yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. I actually don't know if we can sing the full thing. It's like
fine.
Copyrighted.
It's public domain. You're okay now.
Oh,
okay.
Clear. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Megan. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, my God.
How far into that did you know what was happening?
I mean, Meredith and Christina kind of gave you away.
Dang it, we should have gone with
okay,
some more
so low-key. Now, Megan, we're actually going to call your friend Danielle, whose birthday it is also.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we're going to put you on hold and mute you because we have Kendall on the phone who had us call you.
Okay, sounds great.
But what should we do now?
We need a better idea.
We need a better idea for. So, how can we trick Danielle into thinking it's not us?
Yeah, like what's her schedule and stuff.
Yeah, like who would call her?
Actually, she this morning she watched like
this is terrible, but she watched an accident happen. So you could say it's like the hospital calling, trying to like get information or something.
Or like
maybe.
An witness. We need a witness.
Yeah. We can be like an attorney from.
Oh, an attorney's
yeah,
good.
Yeah. I just went to jury duty. So I
oh,
got
great.
That.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Let's see if this goes any better. Let's try Danielle.
Okay.
Perfect.
What should my name be? Sheila? Sheila Smith?
I might be Julie. Okay. Oh, are you going to be?
Don't be Meredith and Christina.
No. Sheila Smith.
Sheila Smith.
I'm an
so
attorney.
You're going to take. Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Danielle?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Danielle. My name is Sheila Smith. I'm an attorney right here. I am calling because I was given some information about an accident, and I was told you might be a witness to this.
Yeah.
My partner is also here as well.
Yeah, hi. I'm Julie Wilson.
We just want you to know this call may be recorded.
Is this second time?
We had it. That was pretty good. That was so on.
I'm starting to feel good, guys. It started off wrong. I thought you guys called from California.
Oh, we should have blocked that.
I'm so sorry.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Julie Wilson, did that throw you off? What happened?
I know, I was like so good, but then I was like, I wanted to let her know that her call may be recorded and her words.
That was amazing.
Maybe one day we'll be able to do it again.
Dang.
We gotta remember to block the call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Next time.
Juvenile mistake. Juvenile? Oh. Juvenile? Whatever. Anyways, we just wanted to call and wish you both a happy birthday. Kendall told us that you both were celebrating a birthday that you met through the podcast, so we just wanted to send our love.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You guys are the best.
What are y'all going to do to celebrate?
Eat cake. Yeah.
Eat cake in the wind.
Yeah.
Somebody's water skiing.
Hey, guys, if Becca and I were to come to Nashville, would you come hang out with us?
Absolutely.
Of course. Yes.
Oh, good to know.
We've got
good
all the cool spots.
Good to know.
Like the dog park, and that's pretty much it.
Is that a bar?
Yeah, we could go to a bar. There's dogs.
A dog park.
An actual dog park.
As a bar name would be so
funny. Not bad,
funny.
Actually.
Dog that's, bar. They're like starting park. A new thing where you can have your dog and at the bar. So we go to the dog bar. That works even better.
Oh. Even better.
Great.
Even better. Yeah, come hang out with us.
All right. Sounds good. Well, happy birthday. We love you guys.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you all for listening.
I'm so happy y'all met through the group. That's so awesome.
Yeah. We all love you.
We love you all.
Well, thanks for making our friendship happen. We really appreciate it.
Oh, that's so cute.
That's
yes.
really cute.
Yeah. Like, they're going to be my bridesmaids now. Y'all. Well, first of all, I'm not even dating anyone.
You sound like me. It's fine. I'm like, my husband's going to be so dope.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm definitely the Tanya where I already have, like, everything planned and they're the Beccas. But, yeah, so they're my bridesmaids and it's all because of y'all.
Oh, that really makes me sweet. So happy. Sorry both of our prank calls failed, but we'll progressively get better, hopefully.
For sure.
It was great. It was a thought that counts.
Yeah, thank you.
If I ever get another prank phone call, I always assume it's going to be you guys.
It's like really like an attorney calling for a witness. And you're like, Tanya, that guy, I know it's y'all.
Well, have a great day. We love you.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Bye.
Love y'all.
Bye.
And that's called How to Surprise
No
How. How to surprise a scrubber.
What do you think, people? Hey, Rothy's, to get your new favorite flats and free shipping, go to Rothy's.com and enter
Becca!
Robin Hood. Sign up at Becca.Robinhood.com and get a free stock to help you build your portfolio. That's Robinhood.com, but it's not www. It's
Becca!
Legacy Box. Save 40% today at LegacyBox.com/Becca! And Brewmate. Get 15% off your first order at Brewmate.com with the code
Becca!
I went lower on that, too. Interesting.
I followed your lead.
Next week, Camilla Luddington.
Oh.
In studio.
Can't wait.
What are you eating?
I got hungry.
We will achieve peak scrubbing next week.
Ethan, why did you watch that?
Dr. Wilson comes in.
I ate a piece of bread and I had to spit it out so I could talk, and Easton watched. I'm so vulnerable.
I thought it was like a cough drop or something. I didn't expect this gigantic gob of bread to come out.
It was huge.
Wish I hadn't watched it either.
Ew. Regrets all around.
All of our eyes today.
I'm really excited to see who has the correct theory on what happens to Joe. I can guarantee it's not Tanya.
Not Tanya, but
don't rule me out. Mm-hmm. Also, I would like to watch The Resident. Let's talk about that maybe.
Next week.
Time of death, 1423. Gross, it was like sponges against my ear.